thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, this is kind of a serious speech. And as I was getting ready for it, you know, I was tucking myself in, trying to look very, very businesslike. And I'm looking over at Councilmember Amy Wallen, because I am the guardian of one of her small dachshund dogs, which has taken over my life. So just now I went to the restroom to get myself all, you know, straightened up for this speech, make sure I have my Kirkland pin on. I reach into my pocket, and what do I come up with? What I always come up with these days, doggy bags. So I just wanted to let you know that my life isn't all about the city. I'm also about a 15-pound dachshund. So, good afternoon, and I want to thank you very much for this opportunity to share a few words about the state of the city. So last year I came to you as a newly elected mayor and with a message from a new and energized council, and that message was, as we heard from Bill, Kirkland is open for business. Last year I also spoke to you about four outstanding issues facing our city at that time, and today I want to update you on those issues and discuss some other opportunities and challenges. The first issue, the first and most important and immediate thing we needed to face last year as a new council was our quest for a city manager that would carry on the professionalism, integrity, and creativity of our last city manager, David Ramsey. So I want us all to put our hands up with our imaginary pencils. Come on, folks, get your hands up. With your imaginary pencils, I want you to check that box because we hired Mr. Kurt Triplett. He is hired. Woo! He is hired, hopefully moving to Kirkland very soon, and in only 6 months has made some great strides in ensuring that our city pursues a path to prosperity. The second issue was our hope that we could have a smooth transition to annexation. And just think of it. On May 30th, we will go to sleep as a cozy little town of 48,000, and we will wake up the next day a bustling city of 85,000 people. We will be the 12th biggest city in the state, and we will be the biggest city in the Fighting First Congressional District. And I hope that brings us some good things. After much planning and thoughtfulness, we are almost there. And just the other day, I was at a very moving swearing-in ceremony for 9 new police officers that will grace our bigger and better city. The third issue I spoke to you about last year was the budget. And these last years, as you know, for yourselves and for your cities, for your business, for your own personal budgets, these have been difficult years. We have struggled during this last year to begin to prepare our 2011-2012 biennial budget. Has it been tough? Were there tough discussions? You bet. The 2011-2012 budget was just shy of $450 million. That's two-year numbers, by the way. And it is an increase of nearly 13% from the last budget, which is directly related to increases of revenues and expenditures from the annexation area. Although the city of Kirkland fared much better than other cities, we still had significant new reductions due to the recession. Among those reductions from this budget include the elimination of the police PROAC unit in parks, elimination of the remaining seasonal maintenance hours, further reduction in staff for youth and human services. We eliminated the neighborhood connection programs and the neighborhood traffic control program. City Hall reception and passport services are reduced. We also eliminated 6 full-time equivalents, although we were able to bridge 11 of those positions to annexation. I like to imagine what it must have been like on Kurt's first day coming to the city of Kirkland. Hello, welcome to Kirkland. Here's your office. Oh, by the way, can you fix that $7 million gap we have in the budget? And can you do that within, a day or two? But our Mr. Triplett was up to the task. He very soon had each department outline a 5% across-the-board cut in their individual budgets as just a starting place. On health care costs, a significant driver of all city budgets is health care. He helped to successfully negotiate with our employees and bargaining units a move to self-insurance, something our city had been talking about for 10 years but couldn't get agreement on. Moving to self-insurance will provide much more control over our health care costs. So balancing a budget during an economic downturn is hard work and often heart-wrenching. And I want to compliment this council. This is a great, hard-working council. Our city manager, all the department heads and the bargaining units, all of our employees that worked hard to make the necessary cuts while struggling to do more with less and try to maintain our core services. I also want you to know that during these hard economic times, the city maintained its AAA rating from Standard and Poor's. We were rated, it's only the best rating, only the best. But I want you to also know that we were rated strong in all seven of Standard and Poor's best financial management practices, all seven. We also received for the fifth year in a row the Excellence in Financial Reporting Award from the Government Finance Officers Association. So that brings me to our fourth topic, economic development. So last year in January, with the swearing in of this new city council, and I would say, to use Sans Contreras' term, bold new city council, Kirkland began to chart a course correction to bring our city back to a more balanced approach in how we deal with economic development and the business community. And here is a list of just, some of our accomplishments. It's just a partial list. So for our developers, we gave them an option to extend their permits before they have to build. That was very important to them. And we also moved the collection of impact fees from permit application or the beginning of the process to the end of the process at escrow closing. The developers asked us for these changes and we made it happen. Totem Lake. For too many years, we were caught up in every other part of the city except our Totem Lake Business District. Starting with our Totem Lake Symposium in September, the council has made the revitalization of Totem Lake a priority, and we are building a work plan to implement some of the great suggestions from that symposium. We also reaffirmed our support for the redevelopment of Park Place. And at the request of Amy Wallen, she is much more than just about great dachshunds. At the request of Amy Wallen, Councilmember Amy Wallen, Kirkland staff conducted a competitive study which identified an immediate step the city could take would be to end all change of use fees across the city. We will see that proposal on our agenda within the next couple of weeks and maybe even this next week. So what is on the horizon? Well, after annexation, it is my hope that we can look at the small business areas in the former annexation area and expand on them. This is something both myself and Councilmember Bob Sternoff wanted to see as an economic development strategy, but also a quality of life issue. Doesn't every neighborhood deserve an activity center where neighbors can gather, where there are jobs and services, a place to walk to access transit, a place that exhibits the tenets of smart growth and economics? I think they do. A public safety campus in Totem Lake. We have purchased the property where the My Home store is currently located and we've issued bonds to build a long overdue police station, new jail, and municipal court. This project will not only provide critical space and up-to-date facilities for our public safety personnel, but will also be a catalyst for development in our Totem Lake Business District. Now, let's head to our southern boundary, out to the South Kirkland Park and Ride. We are supporting a transit-oriented development at the South Kirkland Park and Ride. This project will not only provide housing from market rate to affordable over a first floor of retail, but it will also add approximately 250 new parking spaces for users at an already at capacity park and ride. In addition, the Kirkland Planning Commission is looking at a Yarrow Bay Business District in the Lakeview neighborhood that would both complement and be complemented by the South Kirkland Park and Ride transit-oriented development. So there are also just a couple of controversial issues that I want to discuss that are up for discussion. One is called the TBD, or Transportation Benefit District. I just want you to know I'm a huge supporter of the Kirkland Transportation Benefit District. The state legislature a few years ago gave the authority to cities to impose a $20 fee per vehicle in the city. We are looking at, should it pass, at using those funds on road maintenance only. Our roads are deteriorating faster than we can maintain them. And to me, this is a public safety issue and an economic development issue. We can't attract or conduct business on failing roadways, but this topic is being debated, and I would be misleading you if I told you it was fully supported by the council. Also, in February, we will hold a public hearing on school impact fees for the Lake Washington School District. Redmond, Sammamish, and unincorporated King County all have impact fees for the Lake Washington School District. We are the only jurisdiction that does not. This, too, in a very difficult time, could be a hard decision for the City Council. A little drink here. We're on the downhill slide now. What I want you to know is your council, your city council, is serious about enhancing the business climate in Kirkland. We want a climate that is robust and enduring. We believe a healthy business environment benefits not only the bottom line, but contributes to communities that are innovative, forward-looking, and built around a cooperative spirit. We believe that neighborhoods and businesses are meant to be together. We actually bring out the best in each other. Now, the economy is not under our control. Oh, how we wish it were. The county, the state, and our nation are struggling towards recovery. We are affected by what goes on beyond our boundaries. We are affected by what happens in our neighboring towns, their successes and their struggles. What we can do, though, is we can be the best possible Kirkland, a city that believes in the future and that has confidence. We can say yes more often than we say no to new ideas around land use. We can use the downturn to plan and build towards recovery. We do not have to waste this economic crisis. So I've tried to hit some of the highlights of last year and the upcoming year, but it is a daunting task. Whether it is working on regional boards to influence decisions on transportation, solid waste, human services, or flood control for the greater metropolitan area, or reaching out to our state or congressional representatives to work on favorable legislation, or attending neighborhood meetings or a chamber luncheon. This is a hard-working council focused on bringing resources to Kirkland, welcoming new businesses, and maintaining a high quality of life for our residents and those who make their living here. Your committed council is definitely up to the job. We embrace the hard work of governing and of evaluating competing goals. We cherish our neighborhoods. We value our businesses. We are tough on costs, even-handed with all stakeholders, and we insist on a tent that welcomes everyone. We believe in the future. And if I leave you with anything today, I want to communicate to you our confidence in the future and the prosperity of this town. So what can you do to help? Your willingness to be good corporate partners, to stay involved and engaged, is what makes Kirkland a remarkable town. This year, we will again ask for your assistance to build new public and private partnerships, to sustain a new entrepreneurial climate, to give us your wise counsel on how best to retain our current businesses and attract new business, to work in partnership with our highly organized and dedicated neighborhoods on projects of mutual benefit. And finally, to repeat an enduring theme, you can join us in spreading the word. We can say it all together. Kirkland is open for business. Thank you very much. And I'd be... can I bring up Dave Escher? You want me to do it?
If you'd like, to, please, there's pieces of paper in the middle of your table, and if you'd like to write down a question, then Jim's on this side of the room. I'm here, wave at us, and then we'll take the questions from you, and then Joan's going to have a couple other people come up here for a moment.
Right, yeah, grab those pens and papers, and while you're writing out some questions, I'd like to bring up Councilmember Dave Escher and also Kathy Page Feek to just give you a two-minute description of something Kirkland is very, very excited about, the Kirkland Time Bank. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Kathy and I are board members on a new initiative on the east side that has started here in Kirkland. And I'd like you to take the program, and if you turn over the program on the back, there's enough room there for you to write, right under reminder, eastsidetimebank.org. eastsidetimebank.org. That's the website for a service exchange that we've just started and opened the pilot in December. It works very similarly to what one would call a barter system. However, there's no value added. It's an hour or an hour equivalent of service. And it can work for small business just as well as it works for individuals. Take a look at the website. We have an orientation coming up this Thursday evening. There's an orientation every month. It starts out with a potluck at 6:30, so come and there's some great stuff brought at the potluck. And at 7:30, the orientation begins. We do an application form at that. We will ask for photo ID, and we'll do criminal background checks for everyone that's involved in the time bank. If you have a small business that can use some service, that can use some skills, you can build up time hours in the time bank and then exchange them from someone else in the time in this time bank to get services for you. It's worth looking at. It's worth looking at an additional resource where in these times where you may need some additional things done for your business, but you may not have the revenue base right now to do it, to get some additional help. So look at it, come to the orientation, and see if it might work for you. It's a pilot that's in Kirkland right now for about the next 3 months. It will then expand into Bellevue and Redmond. The cities of Bellevue, Redmond, and Kirkland are all supporting it. And we think that it's going to be very, very big. And if you can get in on the pilot, the earlier the better. Learning how to accept skills and accept help from others that on things that you need, and then contributing back. It's a good community builder as well as is a service exchange. Thank you.
I just I just wanted to add that time banks had been really popular and successful in several other parts of the country. So this is not something that hasn't been done before. We are following models that are well established. And the idea that you can meet other people in your community or other communities and exchange some of the things that you are good at. We already have people who are getting services such as haircuts and power washing and business mailings, and this is the reason we wanted to bring it up at the chamber, that not only can you use it in your personal life, but give a thought to what you do with your business every day. Thanks, Joan, for letting us do that.
Yeah, it turns out I'm becoming a very good dog walker. Do you want me to read them, or do you want
I'll read them to you.
Okay.
Can you expand on change fees? This should attract new businesses, correct? How much can a business expect to save when it moves into a vacant space with the elimination of change of use fees?
Can we repeat that?
No. Oh, no, I think I got it. This was particularly, I mentioned in here that the city is looking at eliminating change of use fees. So if a new company wants to come and they're moving into space that was formerly a hot dog stand, and they're selling socks or, I don't know, doing some other business other than a hot dog stand, maybe they're selling, you know, some sort of retail project, or they're a small restaurant or something. If it's a change of use, if it's from restaurant to retail, typically we would have had a change of use fee that we would have charged them. We will be looking in the next week about eliminating that across the city. And it's a very big deal if you are bringing a business to Kirkland, or if you are a business that wants to expand into an empty space next to you. So stay tuned and watch how this helps. We are committed to being as competitive as we can be, and I want to again be thankful that Councilmember Wallen started this study that is going to ask us to look at all of our fees and the way we do business and how we can be more competitive as a city. So yes, this will help businesses coming in and those businesses that are here that want to expand into other spaces.
What are the city's priorities at the legislature this session?
I'm glad you asked. I'm sad that my memory is poor. Well, one of the main things that we are looking to protect is the sales tax rebate for the annexation area. It's kind of a technical thing, but it is one of our number one priorities. Another one of our priorities is to look at tax increment financing at the state legislature and how that might look. This is not a state that is particularly welcoming to all sorts of businesses. Many other states, their constitution and their business practices allow for things like tax incremental financing. So we're going to be asking for that. So council members, what are some of the other priorities? We have a list of priorities. One of the other things we did say is we want to be sure that our legislature does not mandate certain laws or anything that will cost us money. Unfunded mandates, that's a priority for us in these hard budget times. Yes, sir. Right. Flexibility, Ms. Councilmember Asher said flexibility in the revenue sources that we have. So some of these things are a little bit technical. They are on our web page. So basically, we want to move forward. We want to look at new tax, new programs that can help us attract businesses. And a tax incremental funding would not just help Kirkland, it would help every city. It would help the business climate in general. Other?
What impact will the proposed Lake Washington High School and Lake Washington School District impact fees have on the school? Will these fees have a direct cost on the FTE class sizes at the high school?
Well, I wish there was a
chip, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
little more about impact fees and whether they'll come to Christ.
You know, the impact fees that we are going to be having a discussion on is only for new construction. It's not, if you have a house and you decide, I don't like that house, I want to tear it down and get a bigger one, there still wouldn't be an impact fee. But if you had a lot and you decided that you have a house on it and you want to divide it and put another house, that's where a school impact fee would come into play. And here's our conundrum. So in my notes I said that every other jurisdiction, the Lake Washington School District is huge. Sammamish, Redmond, unincorporated King County. So currently in Kirkland, there's no impact fees. Why we don't, I don't know, because we've always been a strong supporter of schools. But here's our problem when it comes to our school district, is when we annex in June, that huge unincorporated area of 35,000 people, and it's a huge area. If you haven't seen it, it's almost as big as existing Kirkland, has impact fees. And if we don't decide what we're going to do by the time we impact, we will actually not only not be adding our own impact fees so that schools can be built, new and better schools can be built, we will actually be taking funds from the school district. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be having a public hearing on, I believe it's February 14th, 15th. At our public meeting, and I urge you all to take a look at this. The school district is really the best place to go to find out where these impact fees go. They basically go for new construction, though. More questions?
We're out of time. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.